So now we'll move to the backbending, the supported backbending component of our restorative practice. It's nice to balance your practice after bending forward to gently open the front of the body in a supportive way. So we're going to come to lying down, but first of all, take hold of one of your bricks and have it to the side of your mat, ready to use. And then to safely lie down, remembering we lie on our side first, and then we'll rest onto our back. We won't be spending long flat on our back. We're going to elevate our hips in a few moments. Lying out lengthwise along your mat, with your legs bent up in an easy supine rest position, the soles of the feet into the ground, the heels a comfortable distance from the bottom, the feet hip distance or so, and parallel. It's making sure that you're lying in a straight line along your mat. You're aligning your neck and your shoulders, so draw the chin into the throat slightly to flatten out the back of the neck, and shrugging the shoulder blades down away from the neck, you can reach the arms down actively and just do that hover position for a moment, where your palms are facing the floor but hover them off the floor, extending through the elbows, the hands are next to the hips, holding it there, hovering and extending through the fingertips, just engaging the shoulder blades that little bit more, and then let the arms flop down towards the floor. We're going to work with a supportive, completely restful version of the bridge pose here.